Blog Talk Radio.
By the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly are happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio. Let Pastor Bill do the prayer. Hallelujah. Pastor Bill, if you'll give us a word of prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone.
And Pastor, thank you for that song. Amen. We got it. We got it because we're in Christ Jesus. I like the words. It's already ours. And can't nobody do us like Jesus. Amen. And we give him the glory. Amen. Amen. I like to read the scripture from Philippians, the 4th chapter, and beginning with the 4th verse, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be made known." Let me start that over. "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Amen, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for each and every one. We're thanking you, Father God, for our pastor. Father God, continue to use him mightily as he teaches this word, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you would crown his head with wisdom and knowledge and understanding from on high. Allow the Holy Spirit to just move and have his way to make the word plain unto us. Father God, we just once again want to thank you for those who are even listening by internet, Father God. May this word reach them also, and may the word of God change our lives, make us stronger, make us more like you, Christ Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you be with all those who ask us to keep them lifted up in prayer, be with the sick and the shut-in, be with the bereaved families, Father God, and we're praying for our pastor, the entire BC family, Father God, in their time of bereavement, Father God. And Lord, we're just praying for those, Father God, that are going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way, Father God. Lord, we ask that you continue to have your way, Father God, so that we will divide the word rightly, Father God. And Lord, we just give you praise. We're praying for all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer, for you know their hearts and their heart's desire, what they're going through, Father God, what they're facing, what they're dealing with, Father God. And so, Father God, we bind up anything and everything that is not like you right now in the name of Christ Jesus, Lord. Bless them that they will have a testimony for you, Father God. And we're thankful, so thankful, for those that have asked for prayer and that are being blessed and that they're being set free, they're being healed, Father God. Lord, we just give you praise and thanking you for your word, Father God. Now let your word be in the lining of our hearts, Father God, that we can keep it there, meditate on it day and night, that when the time come, we can share this word with others. Lord, we give you praise and thanking you for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're talking about our trust must be in God. And in order for that to take place, the Bible says delight yourselves in the Lord, or delight to do God's will. And those are the issues that we started off the week. So we might well go ahead on and end it by talking about delight. And maybe next week we will really get into some of the things about delight. But I'm going to ask Pastor Shea read Psalms. Well, there's a couple of scriptures come to mind. Let me see. Psalms. So many of them come to mind, but let's do Psalms. My computer ain't. Okay. Psalms 37 and 4.
Amen. Psalms 37, verse 4 from the King James. "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Amen.
And read it out of, if you have another translation, just for those that may not get it yet.
Okay. From the New Living Translation, it says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire. Amen.
Amen, amen. Now, a lot of people are not sure what that means, but let me tell you, when you delight in something, you know, there's joy there. There's some a pleasure, for a better way of saying it. You know, it's when you delight in something, it's sort of like entertainment. It's sort of like gratification. When you're delighting in something, you get pleasure in it. You know, there's some jobs that you might do. It ain't about the money. You get pleasure in doing it. I've known people, and my pastor might have been one of them, that have told me in the past they had patience, and they just delight. They had joy in helping these people. It wasn't all about the money. It was almost like a pastime that they were getting paid for. It's when you delight in something, you know, you it's not an escape from reality, but it's an assurance that, you know, it's okay to, it's a feeling. It's a fulfilling. That's probably when you delight in something, you know, it's a pleasure. I mean, I no other way to put it. That's what it is. It's a pleasure. And it becomes
Amen.
Your pleasure. It becomes
mm-hmm.
your pleasure. It becomes your joy. When you delight in something, that becomes your joy, man.
Amen.
It's a beautiful thing to delight. Now, well, why am I telling you that? Because we're going to read scriptures, and it's easy to get off track. So I'm going to make sure everybody understands this. Like Psalms 1 and 2, it says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. Now, when you take that and just read that, you may be thinking about just the commandments, about the Ten Commandments. You think about the law. Paul had issues with the law. That's probably why it's only one time the word delight in the Lord is in the New Testament. Because Paul was trying to understand, get people to understand, you have to delight in the things of God. And that delighting is you trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
You trust in him because he will deliver you. So that's what you delight him. That's why you delight in the law of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see. When you go to Romans 7, I'm going to ask Pastor Sher read Romans 7. We'll repart, then we'll go back and get it. But Romans 7, and to really get a full understanding of this, go to the 22nd verse and read down through the maybe 25th verse, Pastor.
Okay. All right, reading from the King James. For I delight in the law of the Lord after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Amen.
So Paul was wrestling with something here. He was wrestling
mm-hmm.
with two laws.
Yes.
But see, his delight, what we're talking about, his delight was due to the will of God. His delight was in the things of God. But there was a law that they messed up. Just that same law keep us messed up.
All right.
So Paul stood, and you can read this when you at your leisure, because he's really bringing us to a spiritual place that we all need to understand. Maybe from the 17th to the 20th verse, where the devil made me do it, pretty much. I didn't do it. The sin in me did it. You got to read this to get this. So he was understanding these. This sounds like an excuse, but we are responsible for our actions. We must never use the power of sin or Satan as an excuse, because they are defeated foes. Our enemy is defeated.
Yeah.
So Paul recognized that in his memory, there was a problem. The law at work in the members of the body is the sin deep within us. This is our, let me see what probably the best way to put it. It's sin that we had nothing to do with. So what Paul referenced to here is everything with us that is more loyal to our way of life, we say that's sin. So Paul had to come to a place that there was an inward struggle with sin. And it didn't lead him to delight himself in the Lord like he wanted to. So he explains this. He says this. Let me get to that part. I think it's between the 23rd and the 25th verse. What's going on is that, but I see another law in my memory. Now, how you see another law? If you delight in the law of the Lord, but yet you see another law. And in this law, talking about in his memory, warning me against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is my members. So he says, oh, wicked man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Because the law of sin and death goes together. So who's going to deliver me from this? So the inward struggle with sin was as real for Paul as it is for us today, brothers and sisters. So from Paul, we learn what to do about it. Whenever Paul felt the loss, he would return to the beginning of his spiritual life. Remember that he had already been fed by Jesus Christ. When you feel confused and overwhelmed by sin, take a page out of Paul's book. Exemplify what he did with God. He began to thank God that he given him to the freedom through Jesus Christ. So let the reality of Christ's power live in us. And then sin will not have domination over you. That just didn't stop there, because you go on to Romans 8. He realized that I'm not guilty now. Therefore, it's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk after what? The spirit, not the law. The law you walk after is the law of the spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Now, some of y'all may ask, well, why am I going through it like this? Because you got to understand that when all through, especially the Psalms and some other places, You got the Songs of Solomon. You got Proverbs. Of course, you had the book of Ecclesiastes. You got Jeremiah. You got all kind of books that talks about delight. But we have to delight in the Lord, not in the law of the flesh and not of the law of sin. But this man delighted in the law of the Lord, which really separates you from the law of sin and death. You don't rejoice in being in the law of sin and death.
All right, say that.
Yeah, who delight in that? You won't find that in the Bible. You don't delight in the law of sin and death. That ain't what you do. But you delight in the law of the Lord. So Paul says, from the inward part. Oh,
yeah.
I love that. It's the inward part. It's that spirit man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes you want to praise God. That's what makes you want to give God the glory. That's what Paul said, oh, which man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? See, when you're operating in the law of sin and death, it's death. And so he said, he began to thank God that he ain't living by the law. He ain't living by the law, but he living by grace. He living by truth. Listen, brothers and sisters, we got to learn this lesson here. Now, I'm telling you that you delight yourself in the things of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Paul goes on to say, and I'll have Pastor read it out of, the Messenger Bible, one of them. So you can get a clarity on this. Paul says, Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Amen. That was the 25th verse.
This body, you can't do nothing about it. This flesh, you can't do nothing about it. But your spirit man, you can.
Yeah.
Your spirit man, you can. See? Some people think they can escape. You can't escape. It's real.
All right.
It's real.
Amen.
You have to deal with the flesh, but then you have to deal with the spirit.
Amen.
You was going to read something, Pastor?
Yes. What verses? Did you want me to read those verses out of the Message Bible, Pastor?
Sure.
Okay. Bible is 21 through 25. It says, it happens so regularly that it's predictable. The moment that I decide to do good, sin is there to trip me up. I truly delight in God's commands, but it's pretty obvious that not all of me joins in that delight. Parts of me perfectly rebel, and just when I least expect it, they take charge. I've tried everything, and nothing helps. I'm at the end of my rope. Is there no one who can do anything for me? Isn't that the real question? The answer, God, is that Jesus Christ can and does. He acted to set things right in this life of contradictions where I want to serve God with all my heart and mind. But I'm pulled by the influence of sin to do something totally different. Amen.
Amen. See, the law killed him. He said, when the law showed up, I died. I was all right till the law showed up. When the law came to my memory, that thou shalt not do this and thou shalt not do that. Man, I can't rejoice in that stuff. I need deliverance from that. So I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where my deliverance is at. He delivered me from the law of sin and death.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. He delivered us from the law of sin and death. That's why he gave us his righteousness. You can no longer live like that, trying to obey the law and obey God. You can't delight in the things of God because you're going to always see scripture differently.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people, they see, like Romans 3, they think that we all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. They say that so they can say that you are a sinner. But that's not what that scripture is saying. That's not what it's saying. It's not saying you're a sinner. But see, all of our lives, we've heard that. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. No, what Paul is explaining to you, Jesus got rid of the sin so we can operate in the glory.
Come on now. Say it.
Yeah, so we can delight in his glory. Think about that for a moment. That's over there in Romans 3. But most people want to teach you, oh, we all have sinned and come short of the glory. And some of you guys may have thrown that on somebody. You might have slapped a couple of people with that and let them know they ain't no better than you. We all done seen it. Yeah, people say that real quick. Because that's what they've been taught. Well, put the brakes on that for a moment. You've been delivered from that. We need to be glorying and praising God for being delivered. How did it happen? Through Christ.
Amen.
If Christ took care of the sin problem, which was bigger than us, that was something Satan had. That was something Satan instituted. So God got rid of it through Jesus Christ. Well, now we need to be more righteous conscience than sin conscience, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
We need to be operating in the gift now, in the gift of the measure of Christ. And each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gifts. So you receive his grace. You receive his gift. So when we get to talking about delight, we're going to be talking about delighting in God's righteousness. Just bear in mind what we delight in now, because it's easy to get caught up. And, oh, well, you know, the scripture said delight. Yeah, that was the Old Testament. But then, too, they were delighting in the things of God. They didn't get joy being condemned. Nobody get no joy out of that.
All right.
They get no pleasure out of being condemned. Who get pleasure out of being, what kind of gratification is that?
Mm.
That's what we've been taught. You don't get no pleasure out of, look, you don't fell short of the glory of God. Who get pleasure out of that? I don't get no pleasure out of that.
Amen.
No, and I can raise you up to God's standard. Mm-hmm. Because I'm telling you, you listen to that crazy stuff, you'll never measure up. You can't measure up. So God made Jesus to be sin for us so we can have his righteousness, so we can delight in that. That's delighting in the things of the Lord, in the inward power. It's as an enjoyment, for a better way of saying it. Joyfulness, we're glad, gladness, satisfaction, sanctification, you know, happiness, contentment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. You don't delight in knowing that we all have sinned and come short of the glory. Who glory in that mess?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, people slap you with that real quick. You ain't perfect. We're all done sinned. Because you know what? That's what Satan wants you to think.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He wants you to know the only thing keep you from walking in the glory of God is sin. But if Jesus took care of that, then you have a right to operate in the glory of God. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank
if you're operating in the glory, you don't have to operate in the sin.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so easy to be set up. It's the sin. So, but if you're operating in the glory, that ain't no worry of yours.
That's right.
We have yeah. joy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can boast. We can be happy to walk in it because that's something Satan can't walk in. See, Satan don't want you to ever walk ahead of him. He don't ever want you to operate in the glory of God. He don't ever want you to have pleasure. He's miserable. Matter of fact, he's so miserable he in hell. He's miserable as hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this comes to a point in time where we let anybody like to share anything. Press 1, and we'll let you in. But just for the record, we will be talking about delighting to do God's will. And one of the things we said is going to be his righteousness. The other thing is going to be his grace. We got delight in that. We got to get excited about being in his grace. I am.
Amen, amen.
When you get established in righteousness rather than being established in sin, be established in God's grace. Stop being carried away by every wind and doctrine. That's what the Bible said, be not carried away by every driven and strange teaching. Yeah. You got to hear from the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost may, he's good. He teaches. He it's all good with God. God ain't trying to condemn nobody.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Jesus took care of that. He took care of the condemnation. Jesus did that one. So hopefully next week we'll really begin getting into the light and the things that we can delight ourselves in. The good stuff.
Amen. Praise God.
Anything they want to share, press 1.
Because I wanted to read 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21. It says, for he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. And from the Message Bible, 5:21, how you ask in Christ, God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong so we could be put right with God. Amen. So there we have it. We can delight ourselves in the Lord because he has took on all that old sin, so we can be done with that, that we can be made righteous and be in the righteousness of God.
John 17:17 says, sanctify thyself through thy truth. Thy word is true. The truth of the matter is we're in God's grace. Stop putting sin above God's grace. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't feel it. No, you shouldn't feel it. You've been feeling sin all your life.
Mm-hmm. All right. Say that.
Now you get knowledge. And see, that's what the Bible said. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, not for the lack of feeling. Because Satan will make sure you feel sinful. Everything you do is sinful. If you speak wrong, it's sin.
Yes.
Some people can't get past that. That's why this week we talked about how Christ delighted himself in the things of God, so he was able to tell that woman, where is thy accuser? He delighted himself in the things of God, in righteousness, and doing what's right, and blessing people when they couldn't help themselves.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, delight
thank
yourself
you.
In the things of the Lord.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Hallelujah. Press one.
Thank you, Lord.
Press one. Hallelujah. Well, if not, we'll see you all Sunday for the review.